the agenda. Yes, thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, so the first one, yeah, there's two of them. And one's the demands and the other one is the liquor license.
You want to pass that? Okay. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will not come to order. If anybody has any cell phones or those other devices, if you put them on silence, not to disrupt today's meeting, please. And if you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Happy New Year to everyone. Hope you had a great holiday season. We're going to move along to item number three. This is discussion and possible action. This is approval of the agenda for this day, January the 5th, 2016. County Manager, do we have any?
We do have a few items. Austin's going to come up and mention a couple. I've been asked by the sheriff to continue item 20. That would be the general and liquor licenses for the Delta and FEMA program.
Okay. Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Austin, I'm going to interrupt you for just one moment. We're working off of an amended agenda today, so if anybody doesn't have a copy of the amended agenda, I think we have some right at the entryway of the door back here. We just had to change just a couple of items in here.
All right, thank you,
Mr.
Chairman. Austin Osborne, Story County Planning. I would like to ask today that we continue items 19 and 23. Item 19 is Aspen Developers, and item 23 is the tri-zoning IC industrial and other zoning map. And we'd like to continue those to the January 19 County Commission meeting here at the courthouse.
Okay. And on item 20, was that a specific date for continuation as well?
Yes, let's go ahead and continue that one until January 19th.
We don't have the amended agenda.
I relied on my manual.
Okay. Are there any other questions regarding today's amended agenda? Hearing none, this time, Commissioners, look for a motion to approve today's agenda, continuing items number 19, number 20, and number 23 to the January 19th, 2016 meeting.
I so move.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and second to approve today's amended agenda with a continuation of items 19, 20, and 23 to the January 19th, 2016 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number four. This is the election of the chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year. This is pursuant to Story County Code 2.04.008. This is an annual election, and that's why we had to do the amended agendas, because we neglected to put this in the regular agenda. So at this time, nominations for chairman are open.
I move to appoint Marshall McBride
for chairman for the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of the next year.
I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Marshall McBride as the chairman of the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for the appointment. I appreciate your confidence in me to continue with this role. I appreciate it very much. Moving along now to item number 5. This is the election of the vice chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year, pursuant to Story County Code 2.04.008.
I'll make a motion to appoint Commissioner Lance Gilman as vice chairman of the Story County Commissioners Board.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Lance Gilman as vice chairman of the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving along now to item number 6. This is discussion and possible action. Approval of the minutes for December the 1st, 2015. Does anybody have any questions or concerns to the minutes of December the 1st, 2015? Hearing none, commissioners, looking for a motion to approve the minutes for December the 1st, 2015.
I move to approve the minutes for December 1st, 2015.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for December the 1st, 2015. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to the consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions regarding today's consent agenda? Seeing none, commissioners looking for a motion for approval.
I would so move to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Lance.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 11. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment, and we'll do committee and staff reports. Why don't we start with the VCTC, Denny Dotson with Tourism. Do you have anything today, Denny?
Mr. Chairman, other than Happy New Year, I'll pass.
All right. Thank you, Denny. Jason Van Havel with Planning.
Nothing today, thank you.
Dean Haymore, Community Development.
Thank you, Commissioner. I might do have a few little things. I went quick.
Thank you and Happy New Year. I received a phone call from Pedro Rodriguez at NDOT this morning. Just to update you a couple of things, there will be a signed contract on Monday through the Department of Transportation for the USA Parkway project. That will be signed and going forward. Also, he notified me, and Lance knows this too, and they are going to use drones to over USA Parkway on the undeveloped parts that's not paved at this time to estimate and everything. They know that they're strictly prohibited to stay away from the Tesla site and the Switch site. So they just wanted to let us know that they will be this summer using drones to estimate and watch over the work, and they're going to start testing this. They tested it one other time, and they are going to use this on this major road project. Working on a couple of projects. Working with Maverick, they're going to buy a little bit more land, one more acre, to put in some truck stops, truck fueling islands. They're working with Vince Griffin on purchasing that 1 acre, and Vince, with that, has to go to NDOT and get the encroachment permits and the desal lanes and everything else. And why he's doing that, he is going to also improve the improvements to his property right across from Waltham Way also. So that's going on. We're going forward with constant projects with Tesla. We received the application from Panasonic for $50+ million yesterday for equipment. We're getting the plans, and equipment is starting to go into that building currently right now. The Aqua building is going up. We permitted that. The Switch building will start standing walls next week. Their concrete walls have been poured, and they will be starting to that. Last week, I met with engineers for eBay and Switch for the Switch the switching utility yards. We expect plans by the middle of this month for the switch yards for the eBay and the Tesla project, excuse me, switch project, which is combined with both projects. We have, and we'll start today, yesterday, equipment going into the Fulcrum project on 350 Saddleback Court, and that's going forward. The equipment is arriving on site as of yesterday, and they're going to start installing that equipment. With that, we're working with Golden Gate Petroleum to do about a $8.5 million sulfur reduction project, and there's going to be a few little fence movements and everything. They're going to stay within their property line, but they have some setback requirements and things that they have to do to comply with their equipment that they're bringing in to build this sulfur reduction facility. With that, we're moving along with other projects and single-family housings and things like that. Thank you.
USA Parkway, was that Ames Construction that got that?
Ames Construction out of Utah got that. They have contacted us, and Chris and Lance, I've been forwarding to you guys and John McDonald on doing some preliminary surveying. They want to work out a staking program with TRI for the property through Comstock Metals and the rest of the property, so we have some major staking that we can all work off of. And so I hope they have contacted. I've sent them to Far West Engineering to talk with them on that.
Very good. Any questions?
So the complete date somewhere in 2017?
2017 still the target number. There are a few properties that need to be acquired over by Highway 50. Those offers have gone out. They're waiting for those offers to come back and finish that. But all the other property has been given or has been acquired through TRI and through the 20-something thousand acres that TRI sold. So all that right-of-ways have been acquired.
My recent information is they're shooting at completing the roadway to Highway 50 and Connect by August of 2017 with a strong commitment for December. But actually, they're running ahead of schedule, I believe.
They are. The new contract with Ames kicks their schedule up 3 months. And that's why one of the things in that was reduced in cost. So that's one of the things they're working on.
Have they started moving dirt at all? Or
no.
Okay.
The contract, it's preliminary design through NDOT, but this is a design build through the contractor. So the contractor still has to do a lot of design work, and then they'll be starting with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Community relations now?
Yes.
All right. Community relations officer?
Nothing
today, sir. Fire Protection District? Chief Ames?
I'm
Mr. Carol, thank you. Mr. Gallagher, Comptroller, have a report today?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Happy New Year. I'm still trying to thaw out from being in Florida in 86-degree weather for a couple of weeks. But we have some significant probably agenda items next for our next meeting. We will be approving, with your approval, for the 2015 outside audit by Pringle CPA. And we will also have our second quarter budget review, internal budget review for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. So two pretty important events for our next meeting that we have later on in January.
Very good. Questions for you? Nothing? Great. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Community Services, Senior Citizens Center Director April Lindlow. Do we have anything from you today? You're hiding back there. We can barely see you.
I just wanted to first of all say thank you to the commissioners for coming to our Christmas luncheon. That was a really nice surprise. And the seniors all had a great Christmas this year. The Catholic Charities dropped off 50 spiral hams and a full dinner basket for our seniors. So we went Christmas caroling and dropped off the baskets to all of our homebounds, and they really appreciated that. And then, of course, Pam Trabert from the community chest did her did the Christmas tree, so all of them got, you know, a Christmas present, and, you know, they all cry, and I always tease everybody that goes Christmas caroling, oh, it's probably because of our voices, but, you know, it just means so much to them, because they are, they're shut-ins, you know, and a lot of them, you know, when Mike goes around to do the Meals on Wheels after Christmas, they all say, a lot of them, that's the only gifts and you know, the only people that they see over the holidays. So it really does mean a lot to them. So, you know, it's really fulfilling, and it means a lot to the seniors. So the holidays were really wonderful. And I think that our community really, you know, it does really pull together for the seniors over the holidays. And so we just, you know, need to continue on, you know, during the year. So I just wanted to tell everybody that I think our Story County does pull together for the seniors. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You and your staff do a fine job down there.
Thank you.
Okay, from the community chest and our library, Sean Griffin.
Good morning. Today's a great day. This is the beginning of CCI's 25th year of operation, which is a minor milestone for all of us who were there when we started it with nothing. So it's a significant day, and we're going to have several celebrations over the course of the year, and the community will be invited to them, both here and off the hill. We're going to try and thank our donors, everyone who's made this long journey and this dream a reality. Yesterday, I put the lead gift proposal in the mail for Phase 2 of the Community Center. I think we're going to hear some good news, and you'll be the first to hear about it if we do. So we've got our fingers crossed for that. I want to thank the commissioners, the sheriff, planning staff, and everybody else who came to our Christmas luncheon. You made it a great day. It's one of our best. And we're thrilled that we made it to this milestone. Nothing gets done alone. Nothing. Nothing significant. It took thousands and thousands of hands to make this day possible. Thousands of donors. A lot of people who believed when there wasn't anything to believe in. And there is no one more grateful than our staff. But more importantly, than the thousands and thousands that we've served. We did a small booklet with the timeline for our journey. And we conservatively estimated that we served 12,500 people, but shortly after we printed it, I redid the math and realized that that's probably how many we served in the first 5 years. This community has changed dramatically because of all this time and this effort, and we could not have done it without everyone in this room and everybody who can't be here and all those who've gone before us without all of their support. So I guess this is my long and short way of saying thank you. And I have these booklets for you guys, too.
That's great. Well,
And for those in the audience, there'll be plenty of these wherever we're doing our celebrations, and everybody's invited. So nobody's getting these because they're special.
So you're telling us we're not special then?
No, I'm telling you, we come to all the parties.
It doesn't go without saying that from the hard work and effort of Sean and his wife and his staff, I mean, 25 years of this. I mean, for the uphill climb they've had, most people would have thrown up their hands and quit. But, no, dedication and perseverance once again on the Comstock. So, thank you, Sean. Sheriff Jerry.
Happy New Year. Undoubtedly, everyone's heard we started off the new year with a bang. Literally, one of the deputies was shot this past Saturday. Fortunately, his ballistic vest did its job, and he's going to recover and be just fine. Be off for a little bit, but anticipate him being back without any hesitation. I want to thank everybody, both locally and across the state, all the calls and concerns and well wishes that we've received. It really meant a lot to the office, to the whole staff, and to the victim deputy. So, thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Special Counsel, Mr. Morse.
Nothing today, thank you.
Okay. DA Langer.
Nothing today.
County Manager Whitley.
Just the same as everybody else. Happy New Year. We had, I think, a fabulous 2015 with, you know, the successful acquiring of Switch and the start of that construction, the continuous construction at Tesla, and many, many other projects. So 2016 is looking even better. We'll make it a great one. That's it.
Great. Thank you. The clerk have anything today, Ms. Marcus? Nothing today? All right. Then we'll go ahead. That'll conclude item number 11. And we'll move on now to item number 12. This is board comment. We'll take no action, and we won't take any public comment on this as well. I'll start off today. When I was a young man growing up, or a young boy, there wasn't much in Gold Hill. We didn't have mining yet. We had a small little hotel down there that was run by a family that spent a lot of time at Lake Tahoe and a little time in Virginia City. But that all changed in 1981, and that's when Bill and Carol Fain moved in, and Bill had come from Texas. He had been running a large corporation. This guy was brilliant. He had a PhD in physics. His love for history brought him to the Comstock. Bill, along with his wife Carol, they resurrected Nevada's oldest hotel, the Gold Hill Hotel. And they went on to restore that. And adding on a large new wing and even more guest rooms, adding fine dining, not seen since the days of Edith Palmer's Country Inn. He had a bookstore while also restoring other historical houses in the Gold Hill area for guest rooms. Bill loved theater, and so he started the Gold Hill Theater Troupe and earned an award from the state of Nevada and the governor for his contribution to the arts. He also started the Gold Hill Lecture Series, which still runs at the hotel today. He moved two historic houses up from Reno and Carson City to the Divide area and then restored them, and along with that, built several others. Bill started the Gold Hill Hiking Club. Bill started the Comstock Chronicle, which is still in publication today, right here in the Virginia City Gold Hill area. Bill was also a professional poker player and won many poker tournaments throughout his years in Nevada. Bill was an icon in Gold Hill and the Comstock. Bill has left his mark, not for a decade or a generation, but that of a lifetime, for all that he has accomplished and contributed to this community. Bill was truly a gentleman from Texas. Bill passed away early this last Saturday in his home, surrounded by his family. So our condolences to Bill's family, Carol, Nick, and Stephanie. They're going to hold a celebration of life. It'll be held Sunday, January the 17th at the Gold Hill Hotel from 2 to 4 p.m. And the family would appreciate all of his friends to show up. With that, I'll move on to Commissioner Gilman. Do you have comments today?
Yeah, I wanted to just do a quick sharing. It was pointed out to me, and I think fun to share with everybody. Under our consent agenda, we were approving the business license readings. I think there's 19 of them here. And of the 19, I believe 13 of them are Panasonic specifically contractors, many of them from Asia, and coming in to support Story County, TRI, and all of that Panasonic development. It's worth noting that the projections that came to all of us out of the state were for the Tesla commitments and baseline, if you will, and we really weren't considering at that point what might happen with something like Panasonic. And of course, I believe it's been reported that Panasonic is actively improving their suites down there. I think, Dean, you just got a $50 million request for all the new equipment. But this is astounding at how many businesses are locating here in our little Story County. And at this point, it really hadn't been noted in the press by the public. But Panasonic is going to make a major difference in our county here in this 2016. They're part of the success story, if you will. So just worth noting.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Commissioner McGuffey?
Yes. You know, it's been a great year for Story County. You know, with the Tesla, the Switch, eBay, all that activity, as Lance mentioned, out at the park. But also, just locally, we've created more parking, which has been a real, you know, we all know it's been a nightmare as far as parking with the events. So we've continued growing our parking situation, and we're still doing that as we speak. We've done some upgrades with our senior centers. We created a community center down in Mark Twain. And I think I want to just give everybody a pat on the back, because this is one of the most generous counties as far as donating to our fellow neighbors of anyone, I swear. If you watch the papers, you saw somebody was getting a donation from somewhere, from the park, from the car clubs, the knitting associations. It's amazing how much donation and help is going around through this county. So I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and let's make this year as good, if not better.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Commissioner McGuffey. Moving along now to item number 13. This is discussion of possible action. Possible action on order of remand from District Court requiring Story County Board of County Commissioners to state on the record the basis for their decision on October the 6th, 2015, to deny the applications for the business license for the Bonanza.
Good morning. Good morning, Ann Langer, District Attorney. As Chairman McBride pointed out, that the Judge Wilson in the Malfantano matter issued an order requesting that the board in item number 13 that we would be talking about, is that in his order specifically that regarding the Bonanza business license, that's what we're talking about right now, the judge has requested that this matter be remanded to the respective boards for the sole purpose of having the respective boards state on the record the basis for their decisions in denying the applications. So number 13 pertains specifically to the business license for the Bonanza. So, Chairman McBride, I would ask you specifically, what were your reasons for denying the business license for the Bonanza?
The reason for my denial of the business license for the Bonanza was information brought forth by the Story County Fire Protection District informing us that they had been working with the applicant from the time of the purchase of the property which was, I believe, in September of 2014. They hadn't been able to get the applicant to comply with their request of having a sprinkler system installed in the property to make it safe for patrons and employees. And so at that point, this had been going on, and it seemed like there were some verbal extensions onto this. The last one was tied to the applicant receiving a gaming license, which was denied by the state. At that point, nothing had been completed upon the request of the Fire Protection District, so at that point, they deemed that the agreement was null and void. There was no reason to let the applicant occupy the premises, being an unsafe building. So that was my reason for denial.
Commissioner Gilman, your specific reasons for denying the business license for the Bonanza?
Those were my specific reasons, as just shared by Commissioner McBride.
Any additions?
No additions.
Commissioner McGuffey?
No, I would just be repeating everything that's already said. My reasons are the same as my fellow commissioners. I think what the nail in the coffin was when I did request or ask if it was possible for them to work towards getting their sprinkler system in, you know, while they're open, and of course. Chief Haynes came forward and says, no, the building is not safe. So I'm not going to try to override our fire chief.
That was the sole purpose for this particular item. Mr. Morris, is this something that we would take public comment on?
I think it's up to the discretion of the board if they want to.
Okay.
I think that... keep us from having maybe to come back and revisit this item again. We will open this up for any discussion if anybody would like to testify. Yes. Come on up here. You can go to the podium here. As you get to the podium, if you'll identify yourself for the record so that the clerk will have it on record.
My name is Nick Guerra. I'm one of the property owners. I'm one of the newbies in town. I just wanted to say I am a retired San Francisco policeman. I own what used to be the Mark Twain bookstore and some other properties that I'm in the middle of attempting to acquire. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm sitting here hearing different things as I'm fixing my building and complying with everything that I have to comply with. The concern that I have as a citizen and as a new person in Virginia City, my main hope is to see this town prosper, this town live. I worked many years at, collecting antiques, collecting things that I can show my grandchildren, my children, and the public can view themselves, which is neither here nor there right now. At this point, I'm concerned seeing the Bonanza vacant, seeing the Delta vacant. There's a couple other buildings that are vacant. And my only comment, I don't know, Mr. Malfitano, I hope I didn't pronounce that wrong. I would just like to see something worked out where that building is a viable business that we can all work together with the owner of the property. And I have been talking to many people in town, and it's just like, oh, what a shame, oh, what a shame, this is closed, what a shame, that's closed. Well, vicariously, that caused about 45 people to lose their jobs. But are we going to sit here as a community and sit there and chastise one person because apparently I don't know what the problem is. I don't know this gentleman. But are we going to work to try and make this town a living town, or are we going to sit there and stand and say, oh, geez, too bad that the Bonanza closed, too bad this one closed, too bad that one closed. Are we going to try and work together and come to a solution, or the commissioners talk to the owner of the property and see if is there another chance, is there another way that we can get this thing working? My dream was to come here for 43 years and live in an old West town and live like a cowboy, even though I don't dress the part right now.
Okay, Nick, when we ask for testimony, we like it to be specific to the item that's on the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have a very good point and very good comments, and we have another part later in the meeting, which is public comment.
Okay.
And your testimony would work better under public comment. But if you have something you want to talk about specific to the Bonanza and the decision for the commission to deny the business license,
okay.
This is the point to make.
I'll make the point brief and quick. I would like to see that something is to try to work out with the gentleman so that I don't know. I'm not the one that makes the rules here, but I would just like to see that something's tried to work, amicable solution so that business can be viable. Okay. That's all I can say, and I'm sorry if I went on and on.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
I know you're new to these meetings, so that's fine.
This is my first time here. Sorry.
Great. No, that's all right. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, for the record, Scott Shearer, representing Dr. Malfitano, Virginia City Gaming, and Delta Saloon, Inc. Understand the district attorney's point that the judge's order says for the sole purpose of explaining the reasons, but I did want to just note, based on the reasons that were stated, that there was an agreement in place with Dr. Malfitano. I wanted to note that for the record. I understand the chief's position, but I don't agree that agreement was null and void. But
are you making your legal argument here today?
No.
On the record, on something that should be briefed? I don't understand.
I'm simply noting a couple of points in response to the comments that were made. That's all I'm doing. So.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
So, there has been substantial progress made. I wanted to let you know that there are approved plans and they are moving forward. So,
that's good. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor. Anyone else like to give testimony today? Hearing none, that concludes item number 13. We're going to go ahead and recess the Board of County Commissioners, and we're going to convene as the Story County Liquor Board.
Sheriff?
For those who might not be familiar, the Liquor Board consists of the three county commissioners and the sheriff. So there's four voting members on this board.
No, you get up there where you're supposed to be on the board.
So right now we're going to move on to item number 14. This is discussion and possible action. Possible action on the order of remand from district court requiring Story County Liquor Board to state on the record the basis for their decision to deny the application for liquor licenses for the Delta Saloon and the Bonanza.
So, again, in the same order that I talked about in item number 13, in item number 14, Judge Wilson is again asking that this matter be remanded regarding the applications for the liquor license for the Delta Saloon and the Bonanza with the sole purpose, of having the board state on the record the basis for their decisions to deny the applications. I will start with Chairman Nick Wright.
All right. Thank you. Madam DA, the reason for my decision to vote to deny the liquor license for the Delta and the Bonanza comes after a Story County chapter that states that a business applying for a liquor license has to go ahead and show financial structure and stability. Upon attending the State Gaming Commission's meeting, after reading about the denial of the State Gaming Control meeting, the denial of the applicant, Malfitano, for a gaming license, I attended said meeting in Carson City. And after sitting through the three-hour meeting, listening to the Gaming Commission hash over the reasons that they were going to deny applicant Malfitano for gaming was based on business probity, showing that he did not have the financial structure
to go ahead and operate a business that could be successful. It included numerous lawsuits, liens, foreclosures, and just numerous actions against the applicant, which showed that he did not have proper cash flow or the business probably to operate a business. Therefore, using the judgment of the investigators from the Nevada Gaming Commission and the Control Board, all the information was public record, and listening to it, the meeting was actually in Las Vegas. I listened to it be simulcast live at the Carson City office. I came back with the view that under Story County Code, this business didn't qualify to receive a liquor license.
Commissioner Gilman?
Well, as I understand it, we've been asked by the court to provide our basis for voting to deny the applications for a liquor license by the Delta and the Bonanza.
That's correct.
And I voted to deny the license. I did so because I felt the requirements in our county code were not met. The requirement is that the applicant must provide proof of financial standing to warrant an expected satisfactory and profitable business operation. Story County Code, the section is 5-12-10A. We were presented with a number of separate items of information, which I felt weighed heavily on the findings. This information I relied on included information contained in the order by the Nevada Gaming Control Board that there was a failure on the part of Mr. Malfantano, Virginia City Gaming, and the Delta Saloon to disclose numerous and recent and significant items, including but not limited to lawsuits, foreclosures, business interests, delinquent tax payments, tax liens, and default notices. They also failed to disclose numerous items involving employment and various litigation issues. I consider Commissioner McBride's comments about the information he learned at the Gaming Commission meeting and comments made by Commissioner Townsend of the Gaming Commission. Sheriff Antonaro indicated that without a gaming license, the business as a bar would probably fail. I considered those comments. All in all, any one of the items alone would have caused me great concern and, in my view, been sufficient to warrant a vote of denial. But taken together, it created no doubt in my mind that the requirement in the county was not met. And this was my reasoning and thought process for voting to deny the license.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Commissioner McGuffey?
Yes, I would have to concur with all the statements made by my fellow commissioners. I can only add, without repeating everything, but I can only add that it was brought up from Commissioner Chair McBride attending the October 6th hearing that there was on the financial probity issue, Mr. Malfitano had claimed $5 million in assets. He paid $4 million for the two establishments. Supposedly had $2.5 million in attachments to that. It was noted that the loss of the gaming equates to about 60 or 70% of the cash flow lost in those establishments. So therefore, yeah, I did not, I couldn't see that moving forward. That's my reason.
Thank you. Sheriff Antonaro, the order, as you know, is for the sole purpose of the board members who denied the application. You, in fact, approved it, so therefore this order is not directed at you to lay out any specifics for your reasoning for approval.
Do you wish to comment on it just the same or not?
There's nothing for me to comment on.
Okay.
Commissioner McGuffey?
Yeah, I forgot to add one last thing. It was brought out that Mr. Malfitano was in the debt of $12 million.
Okay.
Okay. At this time, once again, we'll open this up for any public comment. Mr. Scheer, would you like to speak? Okay. Anyone else? Any public comment? Okay. That concludes item number 14. We're going to adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Board of County Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 15, discussion of possible action. The 2016 appointments to serve on state, county, and regional boards. Pat, do you want to handle this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. At the first meeting of each year, we take a fresh look at committee, board, and other agency appointments as our representatives. These are a broad-based group, both locally here in Story County and also throughout northern Nevada and even on state boards. We made recommendations in staff. There are very few changes, I'm pleased to say. Everybody seemed to have been very happy with their last year's committee, commission, and board assignments. So we're trying to make as few changes as possible. There are a few minor changes, mostly because of changing staff support, and then one or two just to discuss it at a little bit more detailed length. So I'm going to outline only those involving change or other notes of interest. Item number four, NACO, that actually is no change. Austin has been Commissioner McGuffey's alternate, but it is key to point out here that staff alternates on NACO are not allowed to vote. So they basically, Austin goes as the county's representative but does not voice a vote, which has not posed a problem, you know, this year. And Jack's attendance at NACO, if not 100%, has got to be coming close, I would think, including national events as well. So item number eight, St. Mary's Arts Center. We are adding Sherry Nevin, our community relations officer, as an alternate to Commissioner McGuffey. Occasionally, the St. Mary Arts Center board meetings or events do conflict with other obligations that Commissioner McGuffey has, specifically, I believe, NACO. So we're wanting to add Sherry as an alternate. Item number 11, SLUPAC. It is Austin still as our primary, and now we're taking Jason on as an alternate, substituting for Desi Redmond, who left us last year. Truckee River Flood Management Authority, the Technical Advisory Committee, number 13. Again, Commissioner Gilman is lead with Austin, you know, backing him up, and then as needed, Jason will fill in, substituting for Desi. One of the important items to note I want to make is item number 16, the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Staff was recommending that we appoint an alternate in case there was a schedule conflict for Commissioner Gilman. However, there are a few legal procedures that we need to go through in order to do that, and Keith Loomis is working on that. So please modify my recommendation. It will only be to name Lance, Commissioner Gilman, excuse me, as the delegate and not naming Marshall at this time. We can hopefully get to that at a later date. Economic Development Authority, we are bifurcated between two agencies. We have the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. Last year, entering the year, that was Lance. Commissioner Gilman did get a private sector seat on there. And so at his request, we changed about mid-year and had me become the EDON representative for the county. So that will be a change. I'll be back to where I was a while back. And the Northern Nevada Development Authority will continue to be Commissioner Gilman. That remains the same. Item number 19, the Story County Wildlife Advisory Board. Again, we made this change already, but this is just reaffirming the change. Denny Dotson went into the year, I think, on that advisory board. We replaced him with Rob Dufresne, and we're confirming the continued appointments of Greg Hess, June Bum, Jim Clark, and Rich Backus. Those all remain the same. And the last one on our list is the Washoe Story Conservation District. We're really reestablishing a position on this board at the request of, you know, some of our neighboring partners. So we're proposing that that would be Austin Osborne with Jason Van Hamel as a alternate. Those are our recommendations.
All right. Any discussion regarding these appointments to these boards and committees? Hearing none, I'm looking for to approve these appointments, the 2016 appointments to serve on the state, county, and regional boards. I just asked. Would you like to talk, Nicole?
Yes.
Come on up, please.
Nicole Hart, Story County resident. I have a question on the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Is the representation on that board supposed to be representative of the different types of businesses we've got in D.C.? Hotel, B&B, retail, restaurant, whatever. That's a question.
I believe I can answer that.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And I'm a little bit rusty on this one, so I can double check, get back to you. It is a five-member board. Danny, I'm going to look for you for nods on there. There are five representatives required by our ordinance with statutory links as well. One is a county commissioner. Another one is a representative of the hotel lodgers. Another is a representative of the motel lodgers. Another one is a member of the gaming, the business at large. What's the fifth?
Our business community at large.
One?
One at large.
And one of the business community and the fifth one is at large.
Okay. That's right. I'm sorry. So we have an at large, the business community in general, hotels, motels, county commissioner.
Okay, so the either at-large position or the business community can be anything? Do they have to own businesses in order to be on the board?
I'd probably have to defer that one to council.
Okay, the only thing is I don't see retail specifically represented on the board. Retail that isn't gaming, that isn't a restaurant, that isn't... So,
we've got Angela Petrini, who still owns the way it was museum.
The
buildings of the palace.
Okay, so he can own the building but not run the business and still qualify as retail.
Well, he runs the museum, which is...
Okay, I'm just saying that, I'm channeling Judy here just for a second, that there isn't retail-specific representation because...
I think it's the business community, it's not retail.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Yes.
Come on up. Remember, when you reach the podium, to identify yourself for the record.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Spencer Scott. I'm one of the Washoe Story County supervisors, members. And my question is to item number 20. And the suggested appointment for Austin Osborne, as well as the other individual for your appointee to the Washoe Story Conservation District. Conservation District asked me to come because they would like to have an active, involved appointee on that board. And the person that you've asked to be on it has been there before. And the record that's available if you want it, that individual is very passive, inactive, and very little input given while he was on the board. I wasn't on the board at that time, but that's the record, and it's available for you. So they're asking that if you appoint someone, please give us someone that's going to be involved and that will be active in their position. Our suggestion would be that Brett Tyler would be a appointee that has been on the board since 2007 as a member, and his work has been well as far as the Conservation District is concerned. That's our comment for that item.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And if I may respond with all due respect, there are, I can assure you, in going through this list for my recommendations, that I'm comfortable that Austin's participation will be commensurate and tied directly to the benefits and values the county receives and realizes from participating. So if it's an active, productive board, we will have one of these two representatives here. If not, there are higher priorities sometimes.
Okay. Any other discussion on this item? Okay. Hearing none, commissioners, looking for a motion to approve these appointments with a stipulation on item number 16 that I not at this time be an alternate until we get through whatever legal hurdles, if it's possible. So,
I so move.
I'll second that motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve item number 15, the 2016 appointments to serve on state, county, and regional boards, with the notation that I will not be on the VCTC as an alternate unless deemed by legal counsel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Since we're on appointments on state boards, I've recently been reappointed. It's a gubernatorial appointment by Governor Sandoval to continue serving on the Comstock Historic District Commission. So that was effective as of last month. So moving along now to item number 16, discussion on possible action. This is the appointment and or reappointment of planning commissioners to fill planning commission vacancies in three jurisdictions, including A, precincts 3 and 6, Lockwood in the River District, precinct B, item B, precinct 4, the Mark Twain District, and item C, Story County at large.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have we published this in the newspaper of record for an extended period of time, and we got applications for the precinct 4 representative, who is currently Ron Engelbrecht. Ron applied and was the sole applicant, so staff's recommendation is to reappoint Mr. Engelbrecht for another four-year term. We also, again, published in the same ad that we were looking for a Story County at-large representative, and existing Planning Commissioner John Harrington was the sole applicant, and staff's recommendation is to reappoint Planning Commissioner Harrington for another four-year term. And we received two competitive applications, if you will, for the precincts 3 and 6, which is the River District Story County planning seat. This was not going to make this into more than it is. It will have some controversy that I'll discuss in a minute. This was an interesting decision for me to make in terms of my recommendation. Brett Tyler has served the Planning Commission well. There is no doubt he served, I couldn't tell you how long, I have it here somewhere, I believe 14 years. Sometimes change is good. And I looked at the resume provided by the other applicant, Mr. Chris Thompson, who is here today. And Chris's background, plus I've got to admit my individual working knowledge with him through things like the Tesla special session and other items was just too vast to not take advantage of. So staff's recommendation is Chris Thompson as the appointee to represent precincts 3 and 6. I will also tell you that I will provide for the record emails that I received yesterday, one from a Faith Sinclair, who says in part she would not support your staff. She does not support my staff recommendation. So she's asked that the email be read into the minutes of the record, and I'll provide that to the clerk. And then also I got an email, kind of a two-part email from Clayton Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell wrote in part, I've always found Brett to be helpful and friendly, his comments and decisions well-reasoned and impartial. I'm concerned with the potential loss of impartiality. And goes on to, question Mr. Thompson's ability to represent, since he has ties to the industrial park. And Mr. Thompson and I discussed that at large, and he, under the legal guidance of Deputy DA Loomis, he's well prepared to know when to recuse and when not. In the end, he says, Mr. Mitchell says, with no disrespect to Mr. Thompson and casting no aspersions on his characters or abilities whatsoever, I would strongly encourage you to reappoint Mr. Tyler to allow him to continue to serve. Certainly valid observations, I think, on everybody's part. But again, if you take a look in the packet at the letter slash resume that Mr. Thompson provided versus the more limited information that Mr. Tyler provided, I stand firm in my commitment that the best appointment for that seat is Chris Thompson. Those are my recommendations.
Mr. Gilman.
In the interest of abundance of caution, I am going to recuse myself from discussions on this motion or these appointments. Mr. Thompson is an employee of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park. And of course, I am a principal in that park, so I believe it's appropriate that I join the audience for this particular item.
I don't know. Would this preclude,
Chairman,
would this preclude Commissioner Gilmer voting on the other two applicants?
No. So that's what, and Mr. Morris was going to explain how that could work out.
Okay.
So.
Robert Morris, for the record, I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that you divide the vote into three separate votes, and then Mr. Gilman can recuse himself on the one that involves Mr. Thompson. So he could vote on the other two, as long as you separate the votes into three separate votes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, do you have any discussion on this?
Yes, I would have to concur with the county manager, Pat Whitten, that Chris Thompson's letter is two pages and with a lot of background, and I appreciated that. Whereas Brett Tyler, I go to a lot of the planning meetings, and he's been doing a good job. I like him. But I was disappointed when I saw his letter. It's one sentence, and it didn't say anything other than he's already on the board. So I would be in favor of Mr. Thompson.
So anyway, did you want to make any comments before I ask for public comment? Okay. At this time, we'll take any public comment. Ms. Bard?
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Does Mr. Thompson reside and vote in the district that he is being appointed to for the Planning Commission?
The answer is yes.
So he votes in that district?
Yes.
He lives there? Okay. Because there was no address on his.
Any other public comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll vote these in the order that is on the agenda here. So we're going to vote on item A first for precinct three and six. This is the Lockwood River District. Where's it? No. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. The recommended motion is, Jack, do you want to do the motion or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay. You know where you're at?
Yeah.
On page 1 of 8, item 14?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chris Thompson to the planning.
Hold on a second.
If we're going to split these up individually, yeah. That's not the way.
the staff report came out. Why don't you just work for Precinct 4, Ron, Precinct at large, John, wherever you're going.
But we're going to do each separate.
Yeah, we're going to do them separately.
Right.
I, Commissioner McGuffey, motion to appoint Chris Thompson to represent Precincts 3 and 6, the Lockwood River District, to the Story County Planning Commission.
And then, right, so you're standing. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I will recuse myself from this vote.
Very good. Okay.
Commissioner McGuffey,
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the appointment of Chris Thompson.
All in
the
favor?
Commission. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay.
I'll make a motion to reappoint John Harrington to represent Story County at large on the Story County Planning Commission.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved to second to approve John Harrington to the Planning Commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And I'll make a motion to reappoint Ron Engelbrecht to represent Precinct 4, Mark Twain, to the Story County Planning Commission.
Second the motion.
Been moved to second to reappoint Ron Engelbrecht to the Planning Commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Thank you. That concludes item number 16. Moving along now to item number 17. This is discussion and possible action. Appointment of Pamela Amber Crombie with the St. Mary's Arts Center to the vacant motel seat on the Virginia City Tourism Commission effective January the 5th, 2016.
You know, it's always nice to follow up with a good one after, you know, after a little challenging, rocky one. Molly Burnett was on the VCTC board and was able to, good news, bad news, was able to get full-time employment. Unfortunately, we not only lost her as a board member on the VCTC due to time constraints, but we also lost a florist in the process. So, but we wish Molly the best. We advertised for this position, and I'm thrilled to recommend, along with Denny, Pamela Abercrombie. She was the sole applicant, but she certainly was a great applicant. We look forward to having her join that board.
All right. Any discussion on the applicant, Commissioners?
I think Pamela is a great candidate for this position. She's done a lot for the St. Mary's. She's a hard worker. I think we'll benefit from having her on board.
That's great. Any public comment on this appointment? She's decided to accept it with no pay increase as well. So, with that said, can I get a motion for the appointment of Pamela Abercrombie?
I'll move to approve the appointment of Pamela Abercrombie with St. Mary's Arts Center to the vacant motel seat on the Virginia City Tourism Commission effective January 5th, 2016.
I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. The appointment of Pamela Abercrombie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Welcome aboard and to the board. Moving along now to item number 18. This is a discussion of possible action, resolution 16-434, authorizing the administrative assistant of the Story County Public Works Department to sign, serve, and record liens for unpaid water and sewer charges.
This is procedural, to be honest with you. Oftentimes, Mike is out in the field, Mike Nevin, and we need to have someone on senior staff that is able to go ahead and begin the process to collect past due charges. And with the help of the district attorney's office, they have prepared the resolution that would authorize our person in that position. It's by function, it is not, or by position title, it is not by name. That person currently is Susan Breilinger, who is really the active front person for all these issues anyway. So we're recommending she be appointed, or the resolution be approved, allowing her to do so.
Okay. Any discussion, commissioners? Anybody in the audience have any questions regarding this resolution? Hearing none. Call for approval of Resolution 16-434.
I move to approve Resolution 16-434, authorizing the administrative assistant of the Story County Public Works Department to sign, serve, and record liens for unpaid water and sewer charges.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved in a second to approve Resolution 16-434. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 19. This has been continued to January the 19th of this month, right here, this building, 10 a.m. Item number 20, same idea. We're going to move that to January the 19th, 2016, 10 a.m. this room. Moving along now to item number 21, discussion of possible action, approval of a general business license, second reading for Wells Fargo ATM and alarm. How does this differentiate from any other?
Under our current ordinance, I believe the Sheriff's Office processes alarm company business license applications. Is that true, Sheriff?
This particular license has caused a great amount of consternation amongst licensing entities in the county. My position is they don't need a license for their alarm, because this is, my analogy is, you buy an alarm system at Costco, install it in your house, and when your house gets broken into, it rings on your cell phone to let you know. That's what this is. This is Wells Fargo monitoring their own alarm system. And we finally got it hashed out to where that's the general consensus, I believe. So it is just a general business license for Wells Fargo. At least that's my understanding, and has been shipped back up to Dean's office.
Okay. Your office prepared the staff report.
That's my understanding of it. Last I heard, which was a week, 10 days ago.
All right.
But they should be good to go.
It sounds a little confusing, but I think we should approve it because we don't want them to have to turn their alarm system off on their ATM machine.
That makes sense.
Does anybody else have any questions, concerns regarding this item? Hearing none, commissioners, look for a motion for approval.
I move to approve the general business license second reading for Wells Fargo ATM and alarm.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and second to approve the general business license second reading for Wells Fargo ATM and alarm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Did you say aye yet?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving along now to item number 22. This is discussion, possible action for the possible confirmation of Sean Mahan settlement agreement for $99,000. And other consideration arising out of the termination of his employment with the Story County Sheriff's Office. Discussion of the matter may include board involvement and settlement in cases in general.
So, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
This particular action item involves the Mahan family and the possible consideration for the confirmation of the settlement agreement. And so with an abundance of caution, I'm going to disclose that Ms. Mahan works for one of my companies, and therefore I employ that family. And so I'm going to recuse myself from further discussion or voting on this issue.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Madam DA.
Mr. Chairman, I am here to address a few issues regarding the settlement regarding Sean Mahan. I think that there was initially some confusion at the arbitration in this matter as far as the document itself and the agreement itself being a public record, based in part, as you can see, in the agreement itself, it talked about on page 3, that for some reason language in this particular document said that that this agreement should not be unduly publicized or broadcast, the contents of the compromise and settlement agreement. It was brought to my attention before it showed up in the paper, so everybody knows that this issue was being addressed and not in reaction to the fact that the Mahan settlement agreement was in the paper. We had done the research out of our office. As you can see in your staff report, this was not a case that originated out of the DA's office. It was a case that was originated with Brett Colvitt, who's part of PoolPAC. And so when we received knowledge of the agreement and did some research on it, pursuant to NRS 41.0375, the actual agreement not only is a public record, but it should be confirmed by the commission that this is a contract that was entered into, and I believe that there was some oversight in making sure that this was a contract that came before the commission, and that that you confirm, you know, I would be requesting that you confirm the settlement at this time. I think, as you can see in the staff report, based on the people that were present, it appeared that the arbitration was taking place, and the arbitrator basically said, you're going to make a decision right now, is my understanding. So with that, I believe that there was a few things here that need to be ironed out, and that we need to, after we deal with this, if you do confirm or not confirm, that we'll have a discussion as to potentially handle settlements different ways down the line. Through research our office has done, I could give you that information.
Very good. Commissioner McGuffey, do you have questions regarding the settlement?
What account does this money come out of?
It will come out of a general fund account to a line item appearing in the sheriff's budget as part of the general fund.
That's all I have.
Okay. Anyway, we can open this up to public comment on this. Anybody wish to respond?
Since the Nicole Bard, Story County resident, since the agreement itself and other supporting documents were not part of the packet, even though it said it was, I don't know why we're paying a settlement. Can somebody explain that to me?
Counselor, do you want to?
Well, there was a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the lawsuit went, they went to an arbitration, and both sides were present with their counsel, and basically both sides had their views on what they believe happened or how what should happen, and they reached a settlement. Again, this is a situation where because there were potential money damages, there was money and damages involved, the PoolPAC got involved. That's when they get involved. So Story County was represented by Brett Colvitt. Sean Mahan had his counsel through, I think, a representative of the union, if I'm correct on this, and Tom Donaldson, and they basically, after talking to an arbitrator, if you've ever been to an arbitration, and you know that arbitrators get information from both sides before they actually go to the actual arbitration, and basically, my understanding from talking to Brett Colvitt and to Keith Loomis, who was there at the arbitration. The arbitrator, as stated in the summary of what happened, is basically said that it probably behooved both sides to come to some agreement, and they did.
So we were at fault?
As you can see in the agreement, the there,
I, no, I, because I can't see the agreement, that's why I'm asking these dumb questions, because it's not attached.
Do you want the paper, or do you want...
I don't read the paper, so...
Okay, so there are both of them. Right. Yeah. I thought that they were out front. So you didn't see the settlement agreement?
No, that's why I'm asking these questions.
Okay,
not,
there you go.
It wasn't out
there. Should we take a break for a minute? So, Ms. Burke?
So like I said, I don't understand...
Sure, what we do. Let's take a 10-minute recess.